Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Julie Coletti, Senior Manager of Media and Marketing at The Wharf.
Yes, and we are talking because, of course, this Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, and there's tons of stuff going on all the time to celebrate, but we wanted to highlight Ireland at the Wharf. It's going to be 12 to 6 p.m. this Saturday, March 16th, so the day before St. Patrick's Day. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, before we get into the actual lineup, big picture stuff, like how many years have you been doing it now? I know we've done the interview before, but do you know how many years? Is it like an annual thing?
Yes, this the in, I don't know how many years right off the bat, but Ireland at the Wharf is an annual free fun festival where we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Awesome. And let's move to the lineup. It starts at noon. So if people show up right at noon, what are they going to see in terms of, like, I know there's like live music and dancing and stuff, but why don't you tell me what we got right to kick it off?
Yep. So the festival kicks off right at noon on District Pier. We'll have a piper who will pipe his way down District Pier to the stage. That is also when our Guinness Beer Garden will open.
Oh, what's the deal with the Guinness Beer Garden? Is it do you have to have like tokens or like little tickets, or do they take, you know, a credit card? How does it work?
Nope. So the Guinness Beer Garden on District Pier will feature Guinness Irish beer, of course, on tap. And then we'll also have some Jameson whiskey cocktails for you to enjoy.
Great. And while you're sipping those brews, what do we have in terms of entertainment? Like music, and isn't there like a dancing school and a live band?
Yep. So throughout the day, we'll have free Irish dance performances that you can watch. The first Irish dance performance is with the Boyle School of Irish Dance that kicks off at noon. So you can watch them over on Transit Pier perform an authentic Irish dance.
And they're out of somewhere in Virginia, I think, right?
Correct. The Boyle School of Irish Dance is Virginia-based Irish dance dance team.
And what's the Baltimore? It's Bohemia.
Yeah, the Baltimore-based Bohemian band will perform Celtic Rock on District Pier stage.
All right. And then for sports fans, rugby fans, how do they enjoy that? Like, it's shortly, like right before, what is it, 12:45, I think.
At 12:45, the Six Nations Rugby Championship begins. We'll be showing the Ireland versus Scotland championship on our big screen on Transit Pier.
And isn't there like a DC team that's going to show how to play?
Yep. Thanks to our friends over at the DC Gaels, they'll be teaching people how to play Celtic football as well as hurling.
All right. And then we have more dancing. Who's joining us around the 2 o'clock hour?
2 p.m. You can watch the McGrath Morgan Academy perform Irish dance performances on Transit Pier.
And where are they at? I'm trying to see if I can figure that out.
I think they're Virginia based as well.
They are Virginia Falls Church. Just went to their website. Cool, cool. Awesome. And then 2:15, who's the live band?
At 2:15, you can watch the 19th Street Band kick off the live music on District Pier stage with their unique blend of Irish, Americana, and a hint of punk.
Awesome. And then more rugby around 4 o'clock. So what game is that?
4 p.m., you can watch the England versus France rugby game on our big screen on Transit Pier.
And these are all outdoor. I mean, obviously you can pop into the bars and stuff because there are some Irish, you know, there's Irish themed bar and stuff, everything at the Wharf. But the rugby you're talking about, I just want to double check. There's like a big screen outdoors, right?
Yep. On Transit Pier, we'll have a big TV screen where you'll be able to watch the Six Nations rugby games.
Okay, great. And then I guess the final, at least listed event here. I mean, I know the fun goes all the way till 6 o'clock, but at 4:15, what's the band we have sort of closing it out, headlining, if you will?
Yep, our headlining performance will be by the Ben David Warner Band on District Pier. They come from the heart of Virginia, and will be a great set of Irish Americana music on the District Pier stage.
Great. And as we mentioned, they start at 4:15 and it goes all the way till about 6, right? So can folks still, you know, purchase drinks and stuff all the way up right till 6?
Yep. From 12 to 6 p.m., our Guinness Beer Garden will be open with Guinness beer as well as Jameson cocktails.
Great, great. All right. Well, I'm trying to think of what other, you know, logistics stuff we need to talk about. Remind them how exactly to get down there. Like, what's the best way?
Yep. If you plan on having a few drinks, we highly suggest that you take either the free Southwest shuttle that you can pick up at L'Enfant Plaza Metro, or you take free public transportation.
Or, I mean, obviously they could grab an Uber or something too, but yeah, what's the metro?
Exactly.
What's the metro stop?
Yeah. Waterfront Station.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. And then are kids welcome? Are pets welcome? You know, anything that they can help plan, you know, their visit.
Children and pets are welcome throughout the festival area. Children may enjoy watching the musicians and Irish dancers and learn how to play Gaelic football, and as well as sample some Irish treats.
Great. And this and it is rain or shine, I assume.
Yes, the event is rain or shine. A few sprinkles will not hold us down, but to find out more information, you can visit wharfdc.com or follow us on social media at the Wharf DC.
Okay, great. And then how does it work in terms of, this will probably be the final question, but like, how does it work in terms of, you know, usually you can't, you know, just walk around, you know, holding a glass of beer outside, but like, is there special like cordoned off areas or how does that work?
So you can enjoy drinks on Transit Pier as well as District Pier all day long. If you are wanting to walk on Wharf Street, we ask that you don't bring your drink with you, but you enjoy those on District Pier and Transit Pier.
Okay, great. And then also, I guess we should say, you know, after it ends at 6 o'clock, they don't have to rush home if they don't want to. Like, tell them how, you know, where else they can continue to celebrate some of the restaurants or maybe Irish themed bars or anything that they could go to, you know, post 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep. Kerwin's Irish Pub at the Wharf will be open all night long. They kick off their celebrations at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 16th. So you can go there before our festival for a few hours and then enjoy our festival at noon and then finish your day out at Kerwin's Irish Pub.
Great. And pretend I'm not here and just invite everyone down, you know, say, hey, everyone, come on down and tell them to dress up too, you know, wear their green so they don't get whatever it is, they don't get pinched or whatever the old trend.
Yeah. Kick off your St. Patrick's Day celebrations at the Wharf's Free Ireland at the Wharf Festival this Saturday, March 16th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on District Pier and Transit Pier. And don't forget to wear your green or you might get pinched.
Awesome. Bring all your shamrock themed, whatever, hats and glasses or, you know, jewelry, whatever you got. But yeah, do it up and wear your green, everybody. Cool. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Awesome. I appreciate it too. Thank you.